Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 28th, Tuesday, 2020, day 119. Today's topic: when your heart grows faint, that's the time the eye in your heart will be opened. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 61 verses 1 to 4, Judges chapter 8 verse 18 to chapter 9 verse 21, Luke chapter 23 verses 44 to chapter 24, verse 12, Proverbs 14, verses 9 to 10. Today's main passage from Psalm 61, verses 1 to 4. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, when your heart grows faint, that's the time the eye in your heart will be opened. Psalm 61 is perhaps the most used Bible passage for me to help Christians to get out of anxiety, helplessness, hopelessness, darkness, and depression. Today we have the first part of Psalm 61, the first four verses, and then tomorrow we have the second part to think of. We can feel how hopeless David was. From verse 1 to verse 2. Then suddenly he woke up from depression because of one word. Because of that word, David started to count all the blessings of how God had been loving him. He felt the presence of God again, and he had the hope and confirmation for the unknown future. And that word is, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The first time I used this psalm to save someone was many years ago. At that time, I had a home visit, and the brother I visited was in very severe depression and could not get out from that fear and darkness. I prayed to Jesus for His help so that I knew what to do. I clearly heard Jesus ask me to read Psalm 61, then asked Him why David asked God to lead him to a rock higher than he was. He said, "I don't understand." I said, How tall are you? He said, 5 feet 5 inches. I said, a rock higher than you should be how tall? He said, how about 5 feet 10? I said, well, if you have a 5 feet 5 rock in front of you and you can't see what is in front of you, now God is holding you up to 5 feet 10. What can you see? He cried out, oh, I understand. I can see how wonderful his love has been leading me the past so many years. I can see he is with me now. I can see in his hand I have a future. It is this word, this psalm, led this brother out from depression and opened the eyes in his heart. To feel God's presence and have faith to walk into the unknown future. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to know that it is you who is speaking to us now. Because of your word, open the eye in our hearts and that we can have the courage and faith to walk into the unknown future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you have the word of Jesus speaking to you now so that the eye in your heart can be opened and that you can have the courage and faith to walk into the unknown future? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.